And right now, joining us in studio, basketball season is underway, and the Mavericks' home opener is tomorrow against the Rockets right next door at the American Airlines Center. We say good morning to Mark Cuban. How are you?
Morning, guys.
Good to see you.
Good to be here. I missed you guys.
Yeah, we haven't seen you since pre-pandemic.
It's been a couple years. Yeah. I know. I missed you.
Well, happy basketball season.
Thank you. I'll take it.
And the opener tomorrow. So can we expect anything new at the arena for this season?
Actually, just a lot more of the same. A lot of, you know, if you were there at the playoffs, no one sat down the entire time. And if you were at our exhibition games, even the crowd was crazy. It's still that, you know, pandemic release, the one place where you can go and scream at the top of your lungs and yell and clap. And so the energy is going to be incredible.
You know, it's wild as we think about sports playing through all this over the last year and a half. We're going on 2 years now. I do think of you the night the NBA shut down and your reaction baseline. Yeah. And then you did the interview as inflatable Mavs man is walking by. And I just have that picture in my head. I'll never forget that. That was just such a shutdown moment.
And seared in my mind.
What's ahead and what's next? This has been, I can't imagine owning a team through all of this.
You know, the only part wasn't the hard part. It was just like we all were then and still worried at some level about our families, you know, and what comes next. I mean, I have an 18-year-old daughter who's graduating from high school, and her last 2 years of high school were in the pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is, but, you know, hopefully we get to the other side of this and we don't have to think about it at all.
You do have an update on vaccination status for the crowds and all of that. You want to make
sure. So what we decided when we first put in, you know, either have to approve vaccination or have a negative test, because I'm a big believer in natural immunity, but I wasn't going to ask for blood tests. So asking for a negative test was the easiest way. When we did that, there were about 2,000 cases a day. And if you go back to when we had the playoffs, there were about 400 cases a day and falling at that point in time. So we always said that if we got to that same range, then we would open things back up. But the one consideration is, you know, we have a lot of fans that are cancer survivors or immunocompromised. And they came to us when we put in the vaccination requirement or test requirement. They were like very grateful because they, you know, you're never going to be 100% safe, but they felt safer. So we're putting in special precautions for them. And once those precautions, you know, we'll have a section where you have to have your mask on, no exceptions, right? And or a suite where there's, you know, you can't get in or out without, you know, these special requirements being met. So once we have ways in place to protect them, then we'll reduce the requirements. So you won't have to show vaccination. You won't have to show a test. Still have to wear a mask, but that those will be the precautions that are lifted. But with the understanding that if cases go back up for whatever reason, we may reinstitute them.
Okay. That sounds promising.
Yeah.
This has been a controversy in the last couple of years, how people watch your games.
Right.
We both have a service that gives us Bally Sports with no problem.
Right.
Streaming has really changed the world of television and radio.
Yeah, I know that. You know, shocking. Who would have thought, you know?
And, by the way, you're on the most streamed radio station in the country right now.
Right?
It's really changed
our
business.
One of the first, too. The first sports station ever to stream.
Yes. And you know a little bit about streaming.
Yeah.
So for those who are really struggling with this, do you have any good news for
us? Yes. Okay, it's not 100% done yet. But what I did, I went to DirecTV, because DirecTV just got sold. And so they've got a couple changes in management. And I said, okay, look, I want to just put up my own money to buy down the price of the DirecTV service, the streaming service, because it had been $85. And that, understandably, was too expensive for a lot of Mavs fans. And so what we're going to do is, and it should be worked out this week, knock on wood, I'm just going to put up a lot of money. And for the first 10,000 fans, I'll buy down the price of the service to $35 a month. From $85 a month.
Wow.
And so we'll start with Mavs season ticket holders and ticket buyers and give them first crack. And I expect that they'll probably be, you know, out of the 10,000, there'll probably be 5,000-6,000 available after that. And if we blow right through them, then I'll look at just writing a bigger check, you know. But to me, you know, it tore me apart that I didn't have a solution for Mavs fans who want to watch. So hopefully it won't be in place for tomorrow night, but possibly by Thursday night, you'll be able to go to the D-Stream, the DirecTV streaming service, sign up, and look, just, you know, to lay it on the table, you're going to have to watch the games, right?
Yeah.
You know, because we'll get that information. You'll agree to provide us the streaming information, and if you're watching the games, during the Mav season, I'll keep on writing $50 a month of your bill so that I'll pay $50 of the service cost.
Wow, that's great. Very
cool. That's amazing.
All right, and we also want to let you plug how people can get tickets for tomorrow.
Tomorrow and Thursday.
If they do want to go and see a game in person.
Yes, yeah, 214-747-MAVS or mavs.com. And we've got, I think, 500 tickets left, you know, like every game. The other team doesn't use all their tickets. And then we have a few more left for Thursday against the Spurs. And as always, there's 4,000 or more tickets that are $29 or less to every game.
All right, let's talk a little basketball
sure.
now. The bar for this team this year, it's been progressing every year during the Luka era.
Yep.
First, make the playoffs
yep.
was the goal. Then, you know, try to advance or get a higher seed. What is your bar this year for the team?
You know, I never predict. You guys know that. And so we've got to be better to improve, right? And if we keep on improving, particularly on the defensive side, because I think that's where we can have the greatest impact. You know, historically, going back to the championship team, we have – post-championship team, we haven't been a great defensive team. And if we can be top 10, we have a real shot. If we can be top 5, we're going to be really, really, really good. And if you saw the way we played the first three quarters against Atlanta and the whole game against Toronto, our guys are bought in. And the energy's there. We're flying around. It's you can just see and feel the difference. Guys know, you know, one of the big differences, and this is no knock on Rick, because Rick was a genius in so many ways. Guys know that as long as they play hard defensively, if they make a mistake on the offensive end, they're not going to get yanked, you know? And so we ran post-ups in the first game that didn't work. We didn't run them in the second game, but we tried them, right? And talking to Jay Kidd, okay, maybe we lose a game we shouldn't have won in the first, you know, month or two of the season by trying new things and helping develop guys. Because the idea is not, is we want to win every game, but the idea is to be the best team we possibly can be going into the playoffs. And sometimes you got to give up a little bit in the short term to be better in the long term.
What is the best coaching attribute for Jason Kidd? What was the thing that excited you about him most?
Guys love to play hard for him. Always. I mean, even when he first took over Milwaukee and he had no experience, they went from like 29th in the NBA in defensive rating to second. You know, and so they didn't stay at quite that level, but guys in every I guess I was wrong. When he went to Milwaukee, that was the second job. But guys play hard for him. And he's learned, right? And he's brought in the assistants that he listens to better than he did before. And guys know that they're going to have, you know, great action, you know, great schemes, simpler schemes. I think it really got simplified. And I think that's going to pay dividends.
Mavs owner Mark Cuban with us in studio. Season opener at home opener tomorrow against the Rockets. A few tickets still available if you want them.
You say that so well, man, just like a pro.
I hope I can do at least that after 30 years of this, right? The West is really, isn't that scary?
Scary.
I was talking in the last week or two, maybe I've become too reflective, but I'm talking about how time is compressed and how life feels really short.
Yeah, the older
you
get, the faster it goes, right?
Man, it's scary.
But I literally remember the day you guys were announced because AudioNet was rolling and it's like, oh my God, maybe we can get us, you know, because we were with KLIF. KLF literally was the first full-time streaming radio station. And then the ticket was announced and it was like, oh my God, it's just like, there's a chance we can get sports and just like, bam. So yeah, I think
See,
about that.
We made you a billionaire.
Yes, you did.
Oh yeah.
Dan Bennett always reminds me of that.
It doesn't seem that long ago since George and I went to a game with you and we sat in the upper deck.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember
yes.
that, but
yeah.
That doesn't seem that long ago.
No, I remember, and actually I showed my son a picture when they were working on the AAC, and we had this basketball game with Rafi and you and I, and I forget who else.
And there's a few listeners.
Yeah. And there's a picture of me getting up like almost to the rim with a –
Yeah, it hops.
Yeah, and so I was like, see? I used to be able to jump.
I remember thinking when we played that pickup game, wow, Mark plays for keeps. He's not fooling around here.
I'm messing around.
We're sorry to disappoint you that day. We were terrible that day.
Oh, that's okay.
It was
fun.
They had an off day.
Yeah, I know. You weren't raining threes like you normally do.
All right, so to the West, I think this West is really interesting, and you guys are in the mix. And to me, you may disagree, I don't really see a super team out there.
Isn't. The
Lakers are aging. Phoenix is obviously good. Utah is good. There are a lot of good teams, but I don't see a super team. It's kind of open.
Yeah, it really is open. With Kawhi hurt and some uncertainty with a lot of teams, you know, And there's teams that maybe weren't as good last year, that like the Warriors, you know, the T-Wolves, the Kings. You know, that's the way the West is. You have to get better. And so, you know, the Grizzlies. And so we're going to have to be good, but it's wide open. Whoever stays healthy and goes on a roll has a chance to win the West and win it all.
How much different are you in personnel when you've added guys like Sterling Brown, Reggie Bullock? How much different do you think this team will be just in the way they play? You mentioned defense.
Yeah.
You feel good about your offseason bringing a as we're talking about culture of a team, a culture change along with the new
coach. Yeah, those guys are the ultimate 3-and-D. Like if you talk to Reggie Bullock, he'll say, I invented 3-and-D. I am the prototypical 3-and-D guy. I can make shots, and I love to play defense. And Sterling's the same way. And so we wanted to make it so that around Luka, you know, other than some of our bigs, we always have 40% three-point shooters, or 39, let's say, or higher three-point shooters. And that's the whole idea. So, like, if you looked at our second unit, and we're still working through some things, but if you look at our second unit, when we tried out Reggie and Sterling out there, we don't give up anything on defense, and we don't give up anything on shooting. So whether it's Jalen or Trey or Frank Ntilikina or Luka playing with them, there's always somebody to pass the ball, so you can't focus just on the ball handler.
Yeah.
You went basically a decade and a half or so with Donnie and Rick, and now it's Nico and Jason.
Yeah.
What's that change been like for you?
Night and day. Night and day. Because, you know, like we were just talking here, 30 years, right? You get into the habits and you kind of know what to expect. But it was just time. You know, Rick decided to go to greener pastures for whatever reason. And Donnie, I just felt like we had gotten into a rut. And so with Nico, you know, the structure, and with Jay Kidd, right? The structure is different. Like our practices are very organized. Everybody knows their exact jobs and roles, and that we're a little bit loose because you do something for 24 years, you kind of, you know, just assume you know everything that's going on. So there's more structure, and I think guys appreciate that now because a 21-year-old today is different than a 27-year-old. You know, the 21-year-old grew up with TikTok and with Instagram and being on Instagram all the time. 27-year-old, you know, when they were in high school, Instagram wasn't a big thing. TikTok wasn't a thing at all. And so there's just a different mindset on how you accept coaching and, you know, and general managing for that matter and structure. And so there's been a big change. But, you know, Nico we brought in because of his management skills, because he, you know, how he relates to people, which he's had to do at Nike for 19 years and Jay Kidd for the same reasons.
And you have a superstar.
Yeah, that always helps.
This is a superstar league, and Luka is just incredible. I still think we've said on the show a lot, his arrow is still going up.
Yes. He's got a lot of room to improve.
He still has some room for improvement. Yeah. I offered my help with free throw shooting to Jason Kidd. He turned it down, I think. Well, actually, he said I could come by practice, but
You should.
I'm not going to insult him with that. But it is amazing to think he's still on his way
up. He's so good, and he's such an amazing kid, right? That's what makes him so—it's so much fun to watch, right? Because he's a good kid, right? If he's in here talking and just, you know, chatting up, you're just going to chill with him, right? It's not like okay, it's a lot like Dirk, in that he's unassuming and humble, but he's just got a bigger personality than Dirk.
Yeah. These guys make fun of me because I'm really into NBA Top Shot.
That's cool. Nothing wrong with that.
I don't make fun of him.
You wrote a great blog post.
I just think he's money laundering somehow. Top Shot.
You wrote a great blog post about NFTs.
Yeah.
Explain it. Can you give these guys the Cliff's Notes version?
Yeah,
it's just a digital collectible.
Yeah.
That's all. Look, if you take out your phone right now and I said, show me your best picture, that's going to be valuable to you, right? Because digital things are valuable to us right now. And it's no different, you know? And if I said, okay, show me your favorite baseball card, you're going to like, let me go and unpackage it, right? And let me get it out of the safe because I'm worried about my dog or my kid or whatever. You don't have any of those worries. And because you add to that digital collectible, the blockchain, you confirm what you expect that to be. You confirm, because there's always a chance that that favorite baseball card, somebody made it in their basement.
Yeah.
You know, you just don't know. And so with digital collectibles, and while we're on the topic, we're going to start giving away NFTs at that game tomorrow night.
Oh, really?
There you go. That got Craig interested.
Wow. Yeah, right. We didn't make an announcement because we want to make sure we go through all the blocking and tackling and get it all right initially. But if you go to the game, make sure you get your ticket scanned. And by doing that, obviously you have a Ticketmaster account. And so when you get home, or the next day probably, you'll be able to log in. You go to mavscollectibles.com, log into your Ticketmaster account, and there'll be a Brad Davis, a Meta Brad Davis NFT that we're doing as an initial test. And the idea is that we'll do one for every home game, and when there's a special event, we'll do something to commemorate that. So now you have absolute proof that you were at a game. So Luka goes for 50-point triple-double, hits the game-winning shot, and 50 million people say they were there. You'll have proof that you were there. And if you go to more and more games, you'll get more and more cool stuff delivered to you.
Is it going to show him like Brad Davis making a layup against the Lakers in the 80s with, yeah, Brad's bad in the background? Or?
No. It's going to be, do you know what a CryptoPunk is?
Is that like the gorilla?
No, it's not the ape thing. Yeah. It's not the ape thing. No, the Bored Ape Yacht Club. No, it's more of a MetaMask, a MetaMavs rather. So it's an 8-bit figure type thing.
Okay.
Because we wanted to keep it really, really simple. It doesn't cost you anything. You just have to go to the game. And there's only one per person. It's not like a bobblehead where you can pick them all up. And so, you know, they're free. If there's a market that develops for them and they add have value, great. And if not, it's just a collectible.
What game is the Wang Juju NFT?
Yeah, we haven't got that far yet.
Let me know. I'll go to that game yet.
And I'll ask again. I know I've asked this before. Is there any way we could bring back the dancing dogs? It shouldn't be that. I heard the program that was originally done is long gone now.
The dancing dogs?
Remember the dancing dogs, the timeouts, and they'd go across the scoreboard at reunion?
Oh, yeah, the dancing dogs.
And it'd show their paws, you know, doing the two-step
across.
That's not
a bad idea. That's actually not a bad idea.
The dancing dogs were great.
Yeah, that's like the dot races, right?
Yeah.
Going around in the dot races.
Timeout Lakers, the dancing dogs, and then there they were. If anyone's going to get that done, it'd be you.
Yes, okay. It's on the list now.
Okay.
All right, one more time if people want tickets for tomorrow night.
214-747-MAVS or mavs.com. And tip off is at 7:30. Make sure to scan your ticket. You're going to get a special surprise on mavscollectibles.com.
Nice.
Awesome. Mark, good to see you. Thanks
always,
for coming
guys.
By.
Good luck, Mark.
Always fun.
Good luck
to see
this
you,
season.
Mark.
You really shouldn't talk so much.
Oh, yeah, I know. I was awfully quiet, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's almost as if I was writing something.
I wonder what. Torn or something.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.